SLO, Sunday the 19th of August, Rabbi Dov Fisher, Gambling in Halacha. This week's Torah Away has been sponsored by the many Torah Away friends of Rabbi Sheinfeld, Zecher Livracha, who have sponsored the week, Lili Nishmoso. He'll be fondly remembered for his kindness and warm heart, Im Ein Kemach, Ein Torah. His ready smile will be sorely missed. Tehei Nafsho Tzuruah B'Sfer HaChayim, Ve'echod Einenu.
Good morning. I'd just like to thank the organisers of Torah Away for giving me the opportunity to speak here once again. As we begin the new year here, Ezras Hashem, we should all be zoicha through the Torah Away, lahagdil Torah la'adira. I'd like to speak today, be'inyan masachik b'kuvya, gambling. Where do we find gambling in halacha? Let's imagine there was a Rav who was asked to be Masada Kiddushin at a chuppah, and before he knows what's happening, two men have been called up to be the Eidei Kiddushin. And he knows that these two men are gamblers. He knows every Monday and Thursday they're playing poker with their friends. And he needs to realize, he needs to understand now, at what stage do we need to be choishus for this Kiddushin? Can we go ahead with this Kiddushin, with these two Eidim? Or, if there's any chashash with them, would he have to recall them? Is it dependent simply on whether they have jobs or not? Or are there many other factors which are involved as well? Now, Enochanami Mitzad's Hilchus Kiddushin, generally we don't need these specific two men who've been called up. The Rav, if he watches the Maisa Kiddushin, he could be an aide. And other people within the crowd who are watching, they could also be aiding. However, there's a ritva in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel, which says that we all know the klal of Eidim shebotla miktsosa botla kulam. That if you have a group of Eidim, and within this group there are some of the Eidim who are posel, this renders the entire group posel as well. Says the Ritva, at every kiddushin in the world, we're always going to have a problem. Why? Because we have the relatives of the chosin and kala who are watching. So if we say everyone who's there, it's one big group of Eidim, so they're going to invalidate also the Eidim. However, this Chumrah of the Ritva works to the detriment of the Rav in our case. Why? The Ritva says, because of this, what do we do? We're miyached two Eidim at every single Chuppah, and we say to the exclusion of everyone else. And then generally we won't have any problems. In our Chuppah, the Rav's going to have a problem, because we were miyachad these two people who are mesachke b'kuvya, where now we have a sofek whether they're kosher or posel for edus, and we've excluded everyone else who could have helped us out. So therefore, the Rav needs to work out, is there any problem with these two men or not? So that's one place where we find gambling in halacha. Another place where we can find gambling in halacha, where it's relevant, is a question I was asked by someone who played poker with his friends, and he won the game, £200-250. And now he wants to know, is he mechuyev to be mafrish maisa on his winnings? Maybe he should or shouldn't have played, there's one question, but now, nafshu b'sheilosoi, he wants to know, is he mechuyev, does he need to give or not? We'll see. Depending on the problem of the mesachik b'kuvya, we'll see, the halacha depends based on that. And perhaps a third place where we can find gambling in halacha, maybe a little bit more negel maisa, is lottery tickets. Is a person allowed to buy himself a lottery ticket? Is there any sort of issa involved, perhaps? And lastly, raffles. Raffles where you pay for a ticket, and at the end you'll win a big prize. I remember in Eretz Yisrael a few years ago, there was one moisad for tzedakah, where you pay 500 shekel for a ticket, which is quite a lot of money, but you have the opportunity to win a dira. So there, almost every Avreich in Eretz Yisrael bought a ticket. However, you have to understand that not everyone would have really given 500 shekel for this particular moisad. And when they didn't win the dira, were they so happy with that? Would they have done it if they would have realized they wouldn't have won? Is there any problem over there in terms of gambling or not. So before we begin the sugya to be mevarad halacha lemaisa, I'd just like to start to begin with the hakadoma of the Torah in Choshen Mishpat Simen Lama Gimel, where there he talks about all the different types of psulei edus, and he says over there that there are six categories of psulei edus, four which are not so relevant for today, and two which are. The four which are not relevant for today, very quickly, is a korov, is a relative, is someone who is neger bedava, he has an interest in that particular matter, based on won't allow him anywhere near. Someone who has a chisoron in his guf, for example, a sumo, someone who's blind, or a cheresh, he can't be made properly. And a cotton. Those four we can leave to the side for today. However, there are another two types of people, two other categories, which we need to get clear with today. One is posel machmas aveira. The Torah tells us, al toshes yodcha im rosha lihiyos eid chomos, that you can't use a rosha to be an aid for you. And the last category is someone who is einoi b'yeshuvoi shel oilom. He doesn't live within society. He lives within society, but he doesn't conform to the norms of society. Why would he be posel? So there, Rashi tells us that the reason why he would be posel, because he doesn't care what society thinks of him, it won't bother him to lie in Beis Din. And if he has his face on the front page of every newspaper saying he lied in Beis Din, it won't bother him. So such a person, Chazal also asked, what's an example, the Torah says, what's an example of someone who's Einan B'Yeshuvah Shal Oilam? So, the Torah says, he brings the Gemara of someone who is Oichel B'Shuk. We know that someone who is Oichel B'Shuk, the Gemara says he's Doim Lekelev, and he's also Apostle for Eidus. Now, that's a whole sugya within itself, what's the Gedda of someone who's Oichel B'Shuk? Well, he needs to be Oichel. And where he's allowed to, where he's not allowed to, is someone allowed to have a picnic in the park? Are they allowed to eat their lunch in the park? It's a mokum shaharabim mutsuin shom. It's a place where everyone's there. Is that considered a shuk? Are you allowed to eat in the tube, etc.? There's even, what about on Golders Green Road, you have restaurants where they put their tables and chairs out on the street. And you have your whole suda over there, everyone's walking past. Is that considered ha'oichel b'shuk? Would that make someone possible for edus? So that's another sugya. But what we need to do today is to be mevara, to clarify in what category does someone who's mesachik b'kuvya fall into? Is he posel because he's doing an aveira? He's posel machmas aveira? Or no, there's no aveira involved in gambling. Rather, he's not part of society. He doesn't fit within societal norms.
Would you include the speaker on the phone on the street?
So that's for another time. Good shayla. So let's begin the sugya. The Mishnah tells us in Sanhedrin Chof Daled Amud Beis, there are four types of people who are possible for edus. Mesachik b'kuvya, someone who gambles. Malve b'ribis, someone who lends on interest. Mafriche yoinim, those who allow their doves to fly over other people's sodas. Why is that a problem? Because then they're going to be eating, it's a little bit of gezela, they're going to be eating from other people's fields. And the fourth one is soichre shvirs, those who do business with shmita produce. So ask the Gemara, Mesachik b'kuvya, maika ovid. I understand malve b'ribis. Ribis is an issa, shvirs is an issa, mafriche yoinim, there's gezel involved. But someone who just plays poker, someone who's just gambling, what's he done wrong? Why should that render him possible for edus? So Omar Romi Bachamo says, Romi Bachamo, Mesachik b'kuvya asmachtehi, va'asmachte loikanya. What does that mean? Says Romi Bachamo, that a person only puts down money to play because he thinks that he will win. If he knew that, if he would have known that he wouldn't have won this game, he wouldn't have put the money down in the first place. And therefore, when he loses the money, he's giving over the money, not b'leiv sholem. There's only some sort of chatzi kinyon. It's not a full kinyon with his whole heart. And therefore, Rashi tells us, it's ke'en gezel. It's not gezel midoraisa because he gave it. He gave it willingly, but not so willingly, and therefore it's gezel midorabonon. That's the opinion of Rami bar Chama. Omar Rav Sheshes argues, and he says, "Lo ki ay gavna asmachta hi." That's not a case of asmachta. I'll tell you what's asmachta. Asmachta is a case where I think the situation is completely in my control, and therefore I put the money down. It happens to be that something else happens, and because of that I lose my money. If I would have known that that would have happened, I never would have put my money down in the first place. But gambling's different, because the whole situation, I know mitchila that the situation is not in my hands. It's not biyodi. And even so, I still put the money down. It must be a raya from there that I'm doing it with my full heart, even though I might lose it. Okay, so what's wrong then with Mesachik B'Kuvya? So says Rav Sheshes, because Eino B'Yeshuva Shel Oilom. Like we said, he's not someone who lives within society. And here Rashi explains a little bit more that certainly someone who gambles, let's just finish the Gemara. What would be the nafka minna between Rami bar Chama and Rav Sheshes? The Gemara says whether he has an umnus or not, whether he has a livelihood besides gambling or not. According to Rami bar Chama, then since it's gezel, it doesn't matter whether he has a job or not. He's doing an issa and he's posel. Masha'enken, according to Rav Sheshes, if he would have a job, then he's part of society and he would be kosher. And if not, not. Again, so Rashi over here explains that the reason why he would be posel is because someone who doesn't have a job and he only makes his money through gambling, he won't be scared to be mafsid someone's money and based in through lying. Because he thinks, so you lost some money. He doesn't understand it's hard work to make money. You just gamble and you make some more money. Well, it's not a big thing to him. That's Rashi, how Rashi understands that. So we have a machlokes between Rami bar Chama and Rav Sheshes. How do we paskin? So the Rif very clearly states he only brings the shitta of Rav Sheshes. It depends whether he has a job or he doesn't have a job. And the Rosh also paskins like the Rif, and so to the Tor. If we refer back now to our original case, according to the Rif, the Rav, all he needs to know to be Mevare is whether these two men have jobs as well as they're gambling or not. If they do, we're good to go with the Chuppah. If not, then we're in trouble. The problems all start with the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchus Gezela that someone who is Mesachik B'Kuvya, this is, being Mesachik B'Kuvya is Gezel Midivrehem. It's Gezel Midirabonim. Okay, so we have a machloikus between the Rif and the Rambam. Beseda. What's the problem? The problem is, the Magid Mishnah asks from the different Rambam, from the Rambam in Hilchus Eidus. What does the Rambam say in Hilchus Eidus? That someone who is Mesachik B'Kuvya is posel for Eidus. V'hu she'ein loy umnus Elohi. If that's where he doesn't have a job. Why? Because she'hu ein loy b'yeshuvah shel oilom. He's not b'yeshuvah oilom. And the Rambam finishes off, even stranger, and therefore he's bechezkas shehu oichel mina kuvya shehu avat gezel. So ask the Magid Mishnah really two questions, which is really one. And that is, in Hilchus Gezela, it's clear that he paskins like Rami bar Chama. He just says it's gezel midivrehem. But in Hilchus Eidus, he seems to paskin like Rav Sheshes. He says, it depends on whether he has a job. And even within the halacha and Hilchus Eidus itself, there seems to be a stira between the first part and the second part. He starts off by saying it's whether he has a numnus or not. And the last line of the Rambam says, Shehu Ava Gezer. So is the Rambam paskening like Rav Sheshes or Rami bar Chama?
What would Rav Sheshes say of something you have seen many, who say their umnus is that they are an expert in gambling?
So then that is a problem. That is gambling. That's gambling. So there are several Mahalchim and Acharolim how to be Miyashiv the Rambam. But today I'd like to speak out one, and that is the Mahalach of the Sma, and also Rabbi Yonatan Ivershitz in the Sefer Urim V'Tumim says a similar approach. And that Mahalach is based on the following Gemara. It's a Gemara just before the Mishnah, where there's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava. Abaya says, let's start. So we said already that someone who is a Baal Aveira is possible for Eidus. So there's a machlokas between Abaya and Rava as to what sort of Aveira he needs to do in order to render him possible for Eidus. Rava says, only someone who does an Aveira to save money or to make money will be possible for Eidus. For example, someone, a mumma l'teoven, right? Someone who eats nevelas and trefas because it's cheaper. He's saving money. What's the svara of Rava? Because the Pasuk tells us, Al toshes yodcha im rosho liyois eid chomos. It seems that the Torah is makbid only someone who's an eid chomos, someone who a rosho because he steals or enjoys making money. A person who steals, he's a rosho because of money, that will render him unfit. Abaya disagrees. Abaya says, no, even a mumma lahachis, someone who does averas, not because he's got a taiva, etc. He's a mumma lahachis. It's nothing to do with making money, saving money. Anyone who is over on an issa d'oraisa is posel. His understanding of the posuk is not eid chomos, that the eid, the chomos is talking about the eid, rather it's an azhora on the dayan, not to be chomos the money from the other party using an aid rosha. That's a clear machlokes between Abaya and Rava. The Gemara over there paskens, that the Gemara paskens, like Abaya, that concerning any Issa d'Oraisa, anyone who does an Issa d'Oraisa is possible, and it doesn't depend on whether he's doing it for money or not. Says the Beis Yosef, that is only talking about an Issa d'Oraisa. But when we come down to an Issa d'Rabbonon, Chazal were only choishesh for someone not to be made in Beis Din if he does an Issa d'Rabbonon for the money involved. Why? Again, because if there are problems with him doing Averus for money, then we're going to be very concerned that he's going to accept a bribe, etc. He won't be concerned about being mafsid someone else's money. And therefore, concerning an Issa d'Rabbonon, in order to be possible for Eidus, it has to be a money an Avera concerning money. So says the Sma as follows, that when someone gambles, there could be two possible reasons why he's doing it. One, because he wants to make money, or two, because he enjoys the game. He enjoys the thrill of the game. How will we know if this particular person is playing for the money or for the thrill? Says the Sma, if he is nene v'niskadil memois ha'issa, then we know he is doing it for the money. If he takes the money from what he's gained and he spends it, then we can see he's doing it for the money. He's enjoying the money. So of course the Rambam holds that, like we said in Hilchas Gezeila, that being Masachik Bekuvia is an Issa. It's an Issa Midrabonon. Clear. But at what stage do we say he's possible for Eidos? Like we said, he's only going to be possible for Eidos when he's doing this Issa Midrabonon for the money. So therefore, the Rambam in Hilchas Eidos tells us, when is he possible for Eidos? Of course it's Gezela, but only in a case, Vuhusha ein loy umnus. And he's doing it, Vuhusha ein loy umnus. It must be if he doesn't have any other means of livelihood, he doesn't have any other form of income, then it must be, what's he living off? It must be that he's using the money from the gambling, from his winnings, and spending that. Then we know he's being nene v'niskadl memois ha'issa. So says the Sma, according to this, if a person gambles, and does not use his winnings at all, he sets it aside. Maybe he'll take that money and put it back into the game later on. But he's never ever spent it at all. According to that, says the Sman Shittas HaRambam, he would be kosher for Eidus, because he hasn't been nenev in his gadol memoyis ha'isa. According to this, there would be two big nafgaminas between the Rambam and the Rif, we said before, and Paskins like Rav Sheshes, and the Tor as well, Paskins like the Rif and Rav Sheshes. What would those two nafgaminas be? Says the Sma, that if, even according to the Rambam, even if a person would have a different job, as well as his gamblings, if he didn't have enough money from his job, and he would supplement it with the money of his gamblings, since he's spending that money and he's being nenev in his gadol memoyis ha'isa, he would still be posel, even if he would have another job. And on the contrary, in a case where he was being supported somehow from different money, even if he wouldn't have a job, and all he did was gamble, yet he never spent any of the winnings from his gambling, then he would be kosher. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't depend necessarily on whether he has a job or he doesn't have a job. We just have to know, is he taking that money, and through that he becomes posel for Eidus if he spends it or not? That would be the Shittas HaRambam. Mash Enkein, according to the Rif, the Rosh and the Tor, that it is not dependent on whether we're making him into a Rosha through him spending his money. It's nothing to do with Gezele Bechlal. It's not Geza. We pass like Rav Sheshes, that it's not an Asmachta at all. Therefore, it's only dependent on whether he has a job or not. So again, within these two cases, in a case where he has a job and he's gambling on the side, even if he spends the money, so then he would still be kosher. Why? Because he's someone who has a job. He understands that making a livelihood is a difficult thing, and therefore he won't be mafsid. He won't come to be mafsid someone else's money within Beis Din. Masha Einkein, in a case where he's been being supported from different money, and all he does is gamble all day, even if he doesn't, you spend that money, then he would still be posel, because he's not b'yeshuva shel olam. All he does all day is gamble, and therefore he would be posel. Those would be two nafgaminas which come out between the Rambam and the Rif, the Siaitel. So how do we paskin? The Shulchan Aruch, in two places, paskins, the Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpat Simen Lamed Dalet, and also in Shin Ayin. Paskins very clearly with the Loshon HaRambam. He is matik the Loshon HaRambam, and therefore if we take the understanding of the Sma within this sugya, it depends not on whether he has a job or not only, but whether he's taking the money which he's gained and spending it and enjoying it. He puts it back into the game, because we said he's doing it not for the money, but for the enjoyment of the game. Mash Enkein, the Ramah, he doesn't say anything in Simen Lamed Dalet, but in Simen Shin Ayin, he said the Minig HaOlam is taka to be Mesachik B'Kuvya, and not to passel him unless he has no umnus. So very, very clearly we see there's the machloikus in Halacha between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, is that same machloikus between Rami Bachama and Rav Sheshes. So therefore, for those who paskin lefi the Shulchan Aruch, the Cheshbon, if we refer back now to our original case of the Rov, if he paskins like the Shulchan Aruch, he'll have to work out, not necessarily do they have a job or not, but are they spending the money which they earn from their gambling? And that's a little bit more complicated to find out. Masha Einkein, if he's Ashkenazi and he paskins lefi the Ramah, so then, all he needs to work out is, do they have a job or not? Now, the second question which we asked, which was, what about someone who gambles? Does he need to be mafresh meisa from his winnings? depends on the whole sugya which we've just spoken now. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya now in Hilchos Stoko, Reish Memches, Siftala tells us that we don't give Maisa, or one doesn't give Maisa from money which he's stolen, Maisa and Sadaka, and we are not makabel from him to take money which from theft. Very simply, therefore, if the person who gambled paskins according to the Shulchan Aruch, he would not be mechuyev to give Maisa. Masha Enkein, if he's Ashkenazi, then he would be mechuyev to give Maisa on the money, because there is no Issa involved bichlal. In Hilchus Eidus, there's a whole din, if it's kosher or possible, depending on whether he has an umnus or not. But in Hilchus Maisa, we leave that all to the side, there's no Issa involved, and he would be mechuyev to give Maisa. The last two questions which we asked were concerning lottery tickets and raffles. Is there any Issa here or not? So again, before we begin, it would l'chayra be dependent on the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. That according to the Shulchan Aruch, I am putting the money down because I think I'm going to win. I don't think, right? I wouldn't put my, if there was no tzad to say that I would win, I would never, why would I put my money down for nothing? L'chayra, according to the Sephardim, it would be a problem to buy a lottery ticket. Again, according for the Ashkenazim, there would be no Issa. However, Moshe Sternbuch, Shlita in Tshuvas Van Hogger's Chelik Dalet, says that even according to the Sfadim, in such a case of buying a lottery ticket, there would not be any problem. Why? Because putting down such a small amount of money, and with such a... what he can win is so big, Keneged that... And the fact that he also knows that there is not even a percent chance that he's going to win. And still he puts down the money. It must show that he's going madas 100% to be happy to put down the money even if he loses. So he wants to say that even according to the Sfadim it would be mutter. There are Sfadi poskim who are machmir. But anyone who's Sfadi would have to ask their own Rav. That is concerning lottery tickets. What about a case, the final case which we talked about, which was raffle tickets? We have Moistus for Tztoka, who say we want to raise money, therefore we'll make a raffle. So is a person allowed to put down the money in order to win the raffle ticket, even to win the prize, even if he may lose? So on that, say, Kamat Ula Poiskim, the Pisli Choshen, because we're talking about a case of tzedakah, even though he loses, a person is fully happy to always give the tzedakah. Even if this is not his particular moisa that he'll give his 500 shekel or his 100 pounds to, at the end of the day, because he knows that it's going to tzedakah, regardless of whether he wins or not, he is 100% happy with what he's doing, and therefore there would be absolutely no is involved. Adarabah, to support Moistus for Tztok would be a mitzvah. And Adkan.